There are things in this world that science cannot explain. My name is Dr. Delbert East, and there are a few people on this planet who could tell you more about just how accurate that statement is. Until recently, I was the acting caretaker of a secret repository of items both astonishingly supernatural and exceedingly dangerous. Following a betrayal by someone I trusted and an incursion by a dangerous cult, the repository has been sealed until further notice. In the meantime, I have been tasked by the head of the Lazarus Foundation to travel across the country in search of the answer to a decades-old question. While the road ahead of me is long and unknown, somehow I know that one day it will lead me back to where the story all began. Back to the Scarab Archives. I still say we should have stopped in Biloxi.
Ill-advised. I know you are still sore that Mr. Freeman won that last round of blackjack, but that does not mean you need to redeem yourself at yet another casino.
He's got a point.
No, it's fine. My pride will just continue bleeding all over the floor until I eventually die. Don't worry about it.
Is he always this dramatic?
You have no idea.
When I agreed to let you tag along on this little misadventure, Cal, I didn't expect that I'd have two Gilberts ragging on me.
Just lucky for you, I guess.
Take the next left.
And you. Are you sure your navigation is working? These back roads we've been on since we left the interstate just seem to be getting more and more desolate.
Intentional. Howard Golden had big plans for his theme park. He wanted lots of space.
Right. Let's go over the facts then. Unless you and Cal would like to continue seeing who can deliver the most underhanded blow.
Cal, I have forwarded pertinent information to your tablet. These back roads are indeed a bit tricky. I need to focus most of my attention on the road.
Thought that was my job.
Okay, let's see. Golden Dreams Theme Park. The Disneyland of Dixieland.
The more I think about that tagline, the less sense it makes.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, the park opened in 1980, right?
1981.
Right. And the mouse had already moved to the Sunshine State back in 71, so there was already a Disneyland Dixieland.
Howard Golden was a bit of an eccentric. He did not consider Florida to be part of the South.
Odd hill to die on, but all right. Any other information we have on Golden?
It looks like he made most of his money by investing in a number of different ventures. The funding for his lifelong dream, the theme park, actually came from his dealings with a film studio.
Huh. No kidding. Which one?
I've never heard of it. Lazarus Studios? Jesus, East! What the hell?
Gilbert.
Confirmed. Howard Golden was a major investor in the studio. He worked closely with Vladimir Lazarus. After the studio went under, he sold his shares and used the money to complete construction of the park.
Says here that he also retained the exclusive rights to a number of films in the studio's library. Kept the original prints in his office in the park. Damn, East. What was that freakout about?
Circles within circles, spiderwebs to spiderwebs. Everything's connected.
East.
The park. Tell me about the park.
Okay, well, it opened in the summer of 81. Oh, there's a list of attractions here. It looks like it was split into five different themed areas. The front area was Golden City, had a bunch of small family attractions, you know, Ferris wheel, double-decker carousel, that kind of thing. Also had a first station to the Golden Railway. Then there was Deadwood, Old West Town. Apparently Golden loved westerns.
They're an acquired taste.
A taste I never acquired.
Deadwood had a haunted house called Blackmore Manor, and the park's only wooden roller coaster, Runaway Stagecoach. Only coaster of its kind in the world. Next was... Wow.
What?
The Wonders of the Orient.
It was the 80s, Cal.
Still, just a little cringe. Area was apparently the prettiest in the park, though. Lots of imported trees and pagodas. Had a bunch of flat rides and two marquee attractions. Kagutaba and the Dragon. The Dragon was hailed as the first double-looping coaster in the South.
It sounds impressive until you realize that the Mindbender at Six Flags Over Georgia had three loops and opened in 1978.
Kagutaba was a two-story dark ride reportedly designed by Bill Tracy before his death in 1974.
This park had a Tracy dark ride?
You a fan?
I dabble.
Yeah, okay. Well, if the Wonders of the Orient wasn't enough of a product of its time, then this next one definitely was. The Dark Continent?
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that one.
It had a hippo submarine ride, a lizard-style monorail, crocodile-themed log flume, and Maneater, the longest steel coaster in the park. Last up was Cutthroat K, a pirate-themed area with just one ride.
A splashboat attraction called Crossbones Curse.
Lazarus Studios had a series of films based on Crossbones McGurk. Maybe Golden was trying to bank on their popularity.
Not gonna lie, this sounds like a pretty fun park.
I could spend a day there. So what happened?
Take a right.
Right.
The park had one serious incident before it even opened. Apparently, three workers fell into the concrete being poured for the River of Dreams that flowed through the park. Golden paid off their families to keep it quiet, and one ex-employee claimed that the bodies were never recovered.
Jesus.
The park had a tremendous opening season. Reviews at the time were strong, and they were at capacity almost every day. The trouble really only started once the park closed for the winter.
What happened?
Take a left.
Right.
No. Left.
Don't start that with me.
It's quite a list. A maintenance person was decapitated by a malfunctioning pirate animatronic on the boat ride. An employee snuck in with his girlfriend and got trapped with her in a hippo sub and suffocated. Someone started a fire and damaged some buildings in Wonders of the Orient. Hey, good for them. Golden spent a considerable amount keeping a lid on things, paying off families, insurance companies, and inspectors as long as he could. On opening day of the next season, he held a huge press conference where he announced three new areas to be built over the next 3 years.
What were they?
No one wrote it down, since right after the press conference started, there was a huge commotion. A number of lucky guests had won a lottery for early access. They were already deep in the park. According to one reporter, they just kept screaming. He said it was the most horrible noise he'd ever heard. Golden just sealed the park's gates and was last seen walking down the main boulevard towards all the screaming.
Well, what happened?
There's nothing. Golden's firms and shell companies spent millions suppressing almost every news story, buying off all the authority they could.
But the people, Cal, the people in the park, what happened to them?
According to the company, all 100 winners were safely evacuated.
You have to take their word for it, since no one ever saw them again.
But how is that possible? How can 100 people just disappear like that? Didn't they have families? People who cared about them?
You'd be surprised whether a bit of power and money can keep quiet. I can't speak for Golden, but Gilbert can tell you that the man who founded the Foundation, who started us on this crazy quest, the man has gotten away with way more than just vanishing a few hundred people.
How can you stand working for someone like that?
Because there's bigger things. Bigger threats. Vladimir Lazarus will get his one day.
If you say so.
So the park never reopened?
Nope. And no one ever saw Howard Golden again. He operated his companies from within the park until his reported death in 2005. By then, the companies had been sold off or shuttered. All he had left was the park.
And no one ever tried to buy it?
The asking price was purposely astronomical. Couple that with the location on the Gulf Coast, historically fraught with hurricanes, and you can see why no one was in a hurry to purchase.
So Golden lost everything except the park. But I still don't understand why he sought out and purchased Lazarus Toys.
I have a theory.
I'm glad someone does.
I believe the parting of Howard Golden and Vladimir Lazarus was acrimonious. Perhaps Golden learned of the Foundation and knew that his old partner would be seeking the old family business.
You think he sought out, purchased, and entirely moved an old toy store out of spite?
It's not the craziest act of revenge I've ever heard of.
The park has sat abandoned since Golden's death. Rumors of locals disappearing after entering the park grounds have persisted since then. It would seem that the local government is content to let it sit and rot.
East. Look.
I see it.
We have arrived.
You understand what our purpose here is?
Yes, Sister Hedley.
Good. I personally selected you three from the others because I believe you can handle this. If we're successful, then tonight may see the fruition of all our works.
Praise be to the Endless.
It would seem that our source was legitimate. The back gate has been left open.
Not to doubt, Brother Lewis, but anything could have done that. Local vandals, the weather.
Do you have the map?
Yes. It looks like we go through here and straight across the pirate island. The entrance to Golden's office is in one of those false buildings near the front gate.
I appreciate your thorough nature, Sister Hadley, but do you really think that will be necessary?
I've just got a weird feeling about this one, Brother Lewis. I'd rather be safe than sorry.
I trust your judgment.
Thank you.
Everyone, stick together. And may the Endless hasten our steps to victory.
I'm not the only one seeing this, am I?
No. And you're not the only one majorly weirded out by it either.
Audio descriptions for the benefit of those without eyes would be greatly appreciated.
Oh, sorry, Gil. It's...
Wait. Gil?
What?
Nothing. The park is... Well, it's still standing.
We knew that already.
He means that it looks... It's weird. Like, it's run down for sure, but it should look way worse than this, right?
How many hurricanes have come through this area in the last 20 years alone? There should be storm damage, knocked down buildings, flood lines on the side of buildings, and there's none of that. Hell, the carousel's right over there, and I can't see any graffiti on a single horse. Or a missing horse, for that matter.
Do you feel that?
Yeah. It's colder, right? Way colder.
The forecast called for temperatures in the low 80s.
What is that smell? Like, something's rotten somewhere. It's faint, but...
It's like a fridge.
What?
You know, like when you leave something in the fridge too long? The rot is there, but you can just barely... Jesus!
What happened?
The lights. The lights just sparked, but there's no way this place has power. The generator would have run out of fuel years ago.
Brighter that time. Like it's building.
Maybe we should get out of here.
Wait. Do you hear that?
I agree with California, we should go.
Hello? Is anyone there?
Welcome to Golden Dreams Theme Park. We are so glad you chose to visit us today. Today's operating hours are from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. All attractions are open and running. Please proceed in an orderly fashion down the main boulevard, keeping the main gates clear. Fun and adventure await just ahead. Thank you for visiting, and please enjoy your day.
Ah! Cal?
Don't look at me! I didn't touch it!
Well, touch it now! Get it open!
I can't! It's stuck!
This is very bad.
Yeah, I'm starting to get that feeling myself.
What do we do?
Maybe there's a back gate. Come on. Gilbert, is there anything...
In the database? No. This is something new.
East! Look!
Why are we whispering?
Just ahead. I think I saw a flashlight.
Maybe there's some vagrants living here. Maybe they were messing with a generator, and that's why...
Whoever they are, here they come.
We've tried all these doors, Lewis. Maybe our informant was wrong.
There are still some buildings up ahead. Don't give up the faith just yet, Sister Hadley.
No.
Brother Lewis.
Did you find the... Oh, it would appear we aren't alone.
Who in the... No.
Hadley Clark.
No. No, it can't be.
Believe me, the feeling is mutual.
You're dead. You can't be here. I shot you.
Guess your aim isn't as good as you thought. Cal, get behind me.
Who are these guys? Friends of yours?
Nope. No friends here.
That's for damn sure.
They're very dangerous people. If I tell you to run, then you run.
Where? Into the abandoned, possibly haunted amusement park? I think I'll take my chances with the weirdos in the robes.
Given Sister Hadley's reaction, am I correct in assuming that you are the infamous Dr. Delbert East?
Astute observation. I don't believe we've met, Mr.
I am Brother Lewis.
Lewis and Clark. Cute. No offense, but I thought the next time I had a run-in with the Order, it would be Father Cosmar leading the charge again.
My father has been ill since the incursion into the archives. I'm here in his stead.
Your father?
What the hell are you doing here, East?
I was just about to ask you all the same question.
Hello, Miss Clark. It has been a while.
Gilbert. I thought I saw your signature bouncing around the mainframe. Just what in the hell have you two been doing all this time?
Dr. East, despite the history between you and our organization, I would like to keep this confrontation nonviolent.
Then why is your lackey pointing a gun at me?
Lackey? Good to see you're still as pompous as ever.
What's the matter, Hadley? Opinion of yourself so low that you have to be a glorified gopher in every place you work?
You bastard. I'm gonna kill you properly this time.
Maybe you should have someone else do it then. You seem to be as shitty at that as everything else you do.
Just stop talking, you insufferable jackass, before I...
Hadley, enough! Put the gun down!
But he's...
I want to know why he's here, and he can't tell us that if he's dead.
Not like I'm gonna tell you anyway.
That's an excellent point, Dr. East. Thank you for pointing that out. Sister Hadley, if you'd kindly take aim at the young woman behind the good doctor.
Young woman? You think you could just...
Not the time, Cal. There's no need for that, Lewis.
I knew you'd come around.
Just tell me why you're here. Looking for something?
Indeed. We were informed that an item we've been seeking is somewhere in this park.
What a coincidence. So was I.
You're after the other portrait, then.
The Nothing Man is here?
You didn't know. So what are you looking for, then?
What the hell was that?
It was stronger that time.
Lewis, something very strange is happening here. We need to go.
Not until I have what I've come for. And not before you tell me what you're doing here.
Damn it, how did you get in here? We need to leave!
I want to know why there's no record of you going on a mission in the Lazarus database. What has the old man got you looking for?
I felt that one in the circuits of this device. Event imminent.
But what kind of event?
Enough. Hadley, kneecap.
Gladly.
East!
Wait!
Welcome to Golden Dreams Theme Park.
Welcome to Golden Dreams Theme Park.
Welcome to Golden Dreams Theme Park.
East, what is this?
I have no idea. Gilbert!
Power building to incredible levels.
Enough, I'm shooting a kid.
East!
Hadley, no!
What?
Welcome to Golden Dreams Theme Park.
One of you find out where that recording is coming from and...
We're so glad you chose to visit us today. Today's operating hours are never-ending. All attractions are open and hungry. Please proceed in an orderly fashion down the main boulevard, keeping the main gates clear as they are now sealed. Terror and nightmares wait just ahead. Thank you for visiting, and save your pleas for mercy.
What the hell?
If you have any questions or complaints about your visit, don't hesitate to ask the attendant in the guest services building. He might not be much help, however. He's been dead for quite some time. Just like everything else. Just like me.
We are in serious trouble.
I agree with your digital friend.
I should have stayed in New Orleans.
Now, let's begin the evening's entertainment. I hope you're ready for a night of fun and excitement, because in this place, you must always remember one thing. A golden dream is awaiting at the end of every day. And what's a dream but a nightmare in disguise? Ha 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 ha